KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The U.S. House passing a bipartisan foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. House Speaker Mike Johnson leaning on Democrats to pass the plan over the opposition of hardline members of his own party, now heads to the Senate. Authorities in Michigan investigating after a car plowed into a children's birthday party, killing two young kids and injuring several others. Police say the suspected the driver was intoxicated. New York State looking to crack down on the explosion of unlicensed marijuana dispensaries in New York City. Lawmakers including new enforcement efforts in the state budget and Governor Kathy Hochul announcing,
"We're forming a statewide task force that'll carry out civil enforcement to close the illegal stores, also while going after their suppliers."
Landlords can also be fined for failing to evict unlicensed stores. The UAW celebrating a historic vote Friday after workers at a Volkswagen plant in Tennessee joined the union. This is ABC News. Two children are dead and more than a dozen others seriously hurt when authorities in Michigan say a suspected drunk driver crashed into a children's birthday party.
An 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother were pronounced dead at the scene after a car crashed into the building hosting a birthday party in Berlin Township, south of Detroit. More than a dozen people were hurt.
9 of those victims were transported by ambulance and or medical helicopter to local hospitals with serious life-threatening injuries.
Monroe County Sheriff Troy Goodenough says the driver, a 66-year-old woman, was arrested at the scene on suspicion of operating while intoxicated, causing death. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Federal transportation officials investigating an unauthorized mid-flight cockpit visit by a coach for the Colorado Rockies during a United Airlines charter flight last week from Denver to Toronto. Video appears to show the coach sitting at the pilot's seat while the plane was at cruising altitude. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the Lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, y'all. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer. Stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and the upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's kick off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Eddie 8 Dynamite. Little pop, punk, and rock and roll for you. This is Bright Tomorrows. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Wrongs are righted. Yeah, this feeling keeps my head.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are a local music. That's Eddie 8 Dynamite and All About That Girl. Bright Tomorrows before that, a double dip of Eddie 8 Dynamite to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. This brand new music from them. You can grab their new album right now up at Bandcamp. They're on Spotify. Be sure to add them to your streaming playlist. And they are the sharpest dressed band in Madison, in my opinion, right now. Maybe something to do, but... yeah, the red ties with Eddie 8 Dynamite, that's pretty good stuff. I don't know what happened to that double dip either. The computer just said, I'm going to like pixelate or something like that. You know, I was talking with Rob Roberts earlier today. Today is 420, is National Record Day, Record Store Day. I really wanted to spin vinyl tonight, but we don't have turntables in the Mad Radio studio. Someday. We'll get some turntables in here. We can do some vinyl for you. Rocker and Jimmy K hanging out with you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We'd love to have you part of our show. We got Butterbrick coming up live in the lair. If you know those guys, you can call up and say hi. Ask a question if you like. We got Crisco Rupenthal joining us here after 8:30. And we'll get Bar Notes with Terry Barr in just a couple of minutes. Right now, I have brand new music from Madison, Wisconsin. This song is really good. I like it a lot. It's Cat and the Hurricane. This song is called Caffeine and Alcohol. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my the caffeine and alcohol in my blood, or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I lied, I still get high off of coming undone. Sucking in smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Fear of the past, I thought. Caffeine got alcohol. I'm
You never seem to get me, so I leave. Don't know what to do. You leave.
Maxine on Civic Media, we are local music. They're from Chicago, Illinois. That's the Impulsive Hearts and Block You Back. Love that band. I discovered them last week when I featured them as the regional spotlight artist during the Maxine Top 10. Cat and Hurricane before that with their brand new single called Caffeine and Alcohol. Rocker, I'm sure you didn't notice because you're all doing stuff frantically out in the lobby, but Ben has the lead vocals on that song, not Cat. Well, why aren't you on? There, now you're on.
I did notice that. Jimmy, I had listened to the song last week.
It's a great.
And yeah, great. So, and we're going to have them in the Lair coming up June 22nd, I believe. Mm. Cat and the Hurricane, live right here.
That's going to be a fun night for sure. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. You're listening to Max Inc. on Civic Media. We're live on State Street in the Mad Radio 92.7 FM studios. We're also broadcasting in Green Bay. WGBW 97.9 FM. Good evening, Title Town. And those of you up in Hayward, Wisconsin, good evening to you as well. Listening to us on WBZH AM 910, The Buzz of the North. Don't forget, you can call us, 844-967-2789. Call or text directly from the Civic Media app is your best bet. I believe Wausau is where Brian Bethke is from. He's going to be live in the Lair in June as well.
I think more in the Eau Claire area, Jimmy.
Eau Claire, okay. Brian, sorry we got your location challenged. That's okay. I'll be okay. Maxine.
I've heard it all before. Won't fall for this no more. I see it in your eyes. Will we ever get this right? It brings me to my knees. In this godforsaken place. Wondering what could be if I just make my escape. Got
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hi everyone, Terry Barr with your Barr Notes. A few notes highlighting some music news and happenings from all around the state. Let's start in Milwaukee, where the Milwaukee Music Video Show is happening as part of the Milwaukee Film Festival. More than 10 locally made music videos running the gamut of all types of genres will be shared at the show. Rose of the West, Exposed Foreheads, and Fuzzy Surf, just a few of the featured artists. Now this all starts at 6:30 p.m. Sunday, April 21st, and it's at the Oriental Theater on North Farwell Avenue. You can learn more and find out about all of these videos at mkefilm.org. mkefilm.org. And now to Sheboygan. And if you're a musician or you just want to hang out with artists, there's a meetup for songwriting, networking, jamming, and just overall fun. And it's happening this Monday night. It kicks off at 7 at Jake's Cafe on Ontario Avenue in Sheboygan. You can find additional details at WisconsinMusicVentures.com. Again, that's WisconsinMusicVentures.com. And this one's a Wisconsin-wide celebration for good reason. 30 years ago, the polka officially became our state dance. Then Governor Tommy Thompson signed the legislation on April 29th of 1994.
Because the polka is more than a dance. It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. To be able to sign this bill into law, it was bringing everything together. The culture of Wisconsin, the fun times, the exciting times. You know, heritage.
And he did it in Pulaski, home of the annual Polka Days in Northeast Wisconsin. Now, you may be able to enjoy a polka event with many scheduled all around the state during the next week, all in celebration of the polka. And in case you are wondering, this is the great Elvin Stachinski singing, Pulaski is a Polka Town, one of my dad's favorites. There are your Barr Notes. I'm Terry Barr for Mags Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My head sways side to side, my feet go left to right. Oh gee, I'm happy as can be. My feet go left to right, my head goes side to side. Oh gee, I'm happy as can be.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. An old Willie Nelson tune. Is that right? Willie Nelson?
That's right.
Yeah, Willie Nelson. On the road again. That's Crystal Rupenthal. And Rocker, the interesting sounds of that is so awesome. Brings back memories when Crystal here was in the live in the lair.
Yeah.
With the cigar box guitars.
Yes.
Crystal is an award-winning Madison musician playing with a number of Hawaiian-infused jazz groups like the one that played in the lair. But by the end of the month, Crystal will be on the road with another award-winning project, Django Phonique. Crystal, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's great to see you again. You,
you
look
too.
Good.
Both of you guys.
Did you celebrate 420 Record Day?
I actually didn't. Okay. I got a house full of records. Not that I don't need more, but I didn't make it out today.
What's in your record collection?
All my records are like 100 years old. I'm a 78 guy, so it's reflected in the music that I play. But I've got a house of phonographs and old shellac records. So.
What's your prized possession in the vinyl collection that you have?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I'm a real kind of avid junker. I guess maybe not quite as much more in the last year or so, but I was really, like, hounding the junk shops and garage sales and stuff. And okay. So, yeah, I found some great, you know, like rural banjo records and cool Hawaiian stuff, like stuff that's totally in my wheelhouse and early jazz and, you know, country blues, all that kind of stuff.
So. Nice.
Do you find some of those songs and then decide to cover them?
That's actually, I mean, that's like one of the records that I put out during the pandemic that we were featuring on other times that I was on here. It was exactly what I was doing.
Wow.
I was finding repertoire from these old records that had never been reissued and kind of trying to recreate them and reinterpret them, you know.
Give them new life.
So. Yeah, exactly.
With the 78s, how often have you thrown a 78 on and forgot to adjust the speed on the turntable? It's going 33 and a third.
Yeah, I mean, most of my turntables are kind of like locked in, dialed in for 78s. So
gotcha.
I do have a lot of LPs and stuff too. But I my record players, it's kind of specialized, you know, special needles and stuff like that.
Is the sound quality better at 78 versus our 33 and a third?
I mean, I feel like, you know, you get a nice modern deck and a good EQ and a new cartridge, and it's amazing the fidelity that you can get off those old recordings. It's really cool. So
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we just heard one of the songs by Django Phonique, and what is this project? Tell us about this band.
Yeah, sure. So Django Phonique is a band that's from the Ann Arbor, Michigan area. Mm. And so basically they've been here. They've come to be a guest of the Midwest Gypsy Swing Fest here in Madison a few times. And I got to be friends with them. And a few times I went over and I played with band members in that group in Detroit and in the Ann Arbor area. And we kind of decided starting like late, I guess it was mid last summer, we went out on a tour for the first time where like kind of like half their band came and half of my band came, and we kind of created a new lineup for them. And we did a big tour up in the UP of Michigan, played a festival, played some big outside concert series, played Ordoc Brewing way up there. And so it's kind of like developing into this kind of hybrid project. And that's why, like, when we build this tour, it's, you know, Django Phonique plus Christo's novelty combo, because it's not really like it's an open, we're not going to do an opening set, we're kind of jumbling everything together. All the musicians are playing all the time, and it's this cool kind of like mixture of you know, like some of the slide stuff that I do, and also I have a heavily Django influenced on my own stuff too.
Tell us about Django for those who might not know who Django
sure thing
is.
So it's remarkable how many big name players will put, you know, Chet Atkins, a lot of like known, even rock musicians, Stevie Ray Vaughan, I suppose, or whatever. Like they have a top 10 of like their most influential guitarists. And Django is so often on those lists of celebrity guitar players who are playing now as far as an influence. He was an early jazz guitar player, born in Belgium, grew up outside of Paris. He was Roma, and he was just one of the first jazz guitar players to kind of bridge the gap between the guitar only being a rhythm instrument, because his career started before the invention of the electric guitar. And so he was there kind of like learning saxophone style soloing and really being a virtuosic jazz guitar player right at the very beginning. And just his phrasing and the beauty of his technique and the lyricism that he plays, it just, you know, anybody who loves guitar music should check him out, Django Reinhardt.
Can you imagine Django with a distortion pedal? And
yeah, crazy.
Maybe a wah-wah?
Yeah.
It almost sounds like Django, you know, obviously a great musician, but he's almost become a style of way to play.
Yeah, basically, it's kind of like the same story with, you know, Bill Monroe and the bluegrass genre, where, like, Django has created such a, like, it turned out, it started, I guess, as a cult following, but, you know, it sort of, like, grew into this whole genre, basically, and there's like, when I started playing his music like 20 years ago, it was like every, you know, now certainly like every big city has a hot club style band, you know, kind of following in his footsteps. And it's just cool, you know, it's jazzy, so it's like kind of hip and, you know, harmonically interesting, but it's acoustic music, and it's not like too harmonically complex like bebop. It's more accessible, so
right.
You know, there's a lot of acoustic music and guitar music, people enjoy that music. So
Now, like, tell us about your awards, because you told us you had just won a MAMA award.
I did. I just picked it up a couple days ago. Thank you.
And you're really popular in Michigan music scene, and you have some accolades happening out there. Tell us about
that. Well, the Django Phonic basically swept the Michigan. So basically they have their own series of, like, Whammy, MAMA style, community awards that are given. And they won, like, Band of the Year and Album of the Year, and just kind of, like, swept the whole thing last year. And so they've really been picking up a ton of steam there. And so I just wanted to, like, you know, because I was, you know, friends with them and I've known them for a long time, I wanted to bring them over here and do this kind of special routing to get them, get some more exposure and just have some fun playing music with those guys.
Is this in the mitten of Michigan or up in the UP?
Well, they're from the Ann Arbor area. But our tour, right, our tour actually that will wind up here, we're starting way up in Crystal Falls, in the theater at Crystal Falls, which is in the UP. So our first date is like 5 hours away, straight north from here. So
is there a pretty strong music scene in Michigan, in the Ann Arbor? I mean, it's obviously Michigan and Boo, Michigan, but we
that. Yeah, I mean, my experience playing there with them has just been awesome. You know, like over the summer, we played a big concert series in Grand Rapids. And it was like, you know, there's like 600-700 people there, and we were playing festivals and all kinds of stuff. So I my impression is that it's a thriving, interested audience, just like we've got here. So,
well, let's talk about the upcoming tour. Where are you going to be touring?
Yeah,
after Crystal Falls, where do you go?
So our first, we're in Crystal Falls, and then the next date is we're coming down on the 27th of April, and we'll be at the Slowpoke Lounge in Spring Green, which is really one of my favorite regional venues. Great place to see music.
Wow.
Lovely room. So we'll be there on the 27th, Saturday. Then the 28th, we're at the Tremplo Hotel out in Tremplo, Wisconsin, which is north of La Crosse.
Oh, so that place is fun.
Far out west.
The hotel?
Yeah, it's supposed to be beautiful.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah,
it's
so great. We'll be there 2 o'clock on Sunday, the 28th. And then 29th, we're at the Norwegian, which is a cool restaurant cabaret in Rockford. Unfortunately, that gig's sold out, but I don't know if
already?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's tuning in Rockford to hear us, but you're out of luck, I guess.
And that's not so unfortunate, is it?
Yeah,
Krista?
Not for me. Right?
Good problem to have.
And then we're landing here, and we're playing at Leopold's Book Bar Cafe over on Regent Street on Tuesday the 30th. And then we have a couple of days off, but it doesn't mean we're standing still. We're going to do some recording sessions while we're here. We also have a private thing on that Friday, and then we're at the North Street Cabaret on May 4th.
Right here in Madison.
Yep, another one in Madison. So you got two opportunities here in Madison, the 30th at Leopold's and the 4th of May at North Street Cabaret.
Y'all are going to bring the roof off the North Street Cabaret.
Man, I love that. That's another, like, it's like a blessing. We got two of the best venues around here that are on this this tour. Not to say anything bad about any of the other venues.
Right.
So we're happy to be playing there too, for sure. But two of my personal favorite places, Slowpoke and North Street Cabaret. And then the last date on this route, we're kind of swinging back towards Michigan, and our last date is at the Jazz Gallery Center for the Arts in Milwaukee. That's
so awesome. For your shows that aren't sold out, where can we find tickets?
So you can go either to the Django Phonic website or to my website.
You better spell that for people.
So Django Phonic is just kind of like it sounds. Starts with I'll just spell it, djangophoniqe.com.
So it's got the little French accent
right
at the end.
The easier one is probably noveltycombo.com. I lead a band called Crystal's Novelty Combo, and rather than giving you my name URL, which is like equally impossible to spell, novelty combo. So I've got ticket links at noveltycombo.com for all those dates all throughout the region. So
that's awesome. Hey man, thank you so much for coming in tonight, Christo.
My
we
pleasure.
Really appreciate you. We're gonna play another song here from you. It's called Joseph Joseph. And this is with Katie, and this is live at the Avalon. Tell us about the song.
Yeah, so Katie Smith, a lovely vocalist, beautiful person to play with and hang out with. She joined the group about a year ago, and bringing vocals into the group. Really amazing singer. She'll be on the tour. So we'll have a couple guitar players, two guitars, bass, and then Katie's singing, and she's going to sing this next one for you. And as you said, it's Joseph Joseph, which is kind of like It's an English lyric for an Eastern European folk song. Real upbeat. Once you get past the kind of brooding first few seconds of it, it's going to turn into a real hard swinger. So,
is this an original brooding. Or is this
no?
A cover?
This is an old Eastern European folk song that's got an English lyric added to it. So,
all right, well, let's check it out right now. Joseph, thanks, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
Great, thanks.
A certain maid I know is so afraid her beau will never ask her, will she name the day he calls on her each night, and as she dims the light, it's 10 to 1 that you will hear her say, oh, Joseph, Joseph, won't you make your mind up? It's time I knew just where I stand with you. My heart's so hot that I can't stop and wind up. Each time we make a lift of being through. Oh, Joseph, 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 time is fleeting. Name the day, oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Won't you name the day? Won't you name the day? Oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Oh Joseph, won't you name the day? Won't you name the day? Won't you name the day?
off my line. She always had one foot out the door. By the time I realized I couldn't stand or find my pride, she made up with my heart and my time. Oh, Valerie, packed your bags and now you're leaving me. Oh, suitcase and a dress him to size. She stopped to look in the glass to brush off what little passed. She just fixed her hat and gave a little smile. Oh, Valerie, packed your bags and
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Jordan Story and Valerie, Crisco Rupenthal before that, and Dango Phonic and their song Joshua Joshua. Hey, coming up in just a couple of minutes, live in the lair with Butterbrick. They're going to tear the Mad Radio Studios down. And it's 420. Do you think I'm not going to play this song right here?
We're running low on toothpaste. The shampoo bottle coughs. We're down to just one towel, so we take turns drying off. The soap is made of tiny pieces of neatly melted chunks. And they just turn the water off, so now we smell like skunks. We don't mind, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers. Twist up the former with a skin from the ladder. Get high and stay there, flash through the fresh air. Blast all of our cares away for a while, just for a little while. The boombox eats up all the tapes, the record player scratches, the channels that our TV gets come only in brief snatches. We can't afford no magazines, no newspapers or books. Our paintings all sit on the floor, cause we don't have any hooks. It's alright, we got a big bag of reefer, small pack of papers, twist up the former with a skin from the ladder. Get high and stay there, flash through the fresh air, blast all the all cares away for a while, just for a little while. Nothing in the fridge to eat, unless you're a moth. The stove, it don't work anyhow, so we just shrug it off. There's pizza boxes in the kitchen stacked up 10 feet tall. Yeah, we used to scrape off the cardboard, you don't eat it all. It goes good with a big bag of reefer, small pack of paper. Twist up the formal with a skin from the ladder.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.